Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam through Brahma Samhita. So how many verses we have done so far? First day we have done 5, and the next day, how many did we do? 5 yesterday. 34, 35, 36, 37. Oh, we did 4. Okay, so how many of you remember the first 5 verses? Only one hand goes up. Okay, will you try to memorize them? Do you remember the principle of memorizing? How do you memorize? First, let's practice through text 38 up to 37 we have done. So should we do 30 from 38 onwards today? How many verses should we do? 5? Okay. This verse goes like Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilo Chanena Santas Sadaiva Hidayeshu Bilo Kayanti Jang Sam Sundaram Achinta Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamahangaya. How many of you know this verse? Okay. How many of you want to memorize this verse today? How many of you want to memorize this verse just now? Very good. Okay, so the first point is try to understand the meaning of every word. So, prema, anjana, churita. Prema means of love. Anjana means with the salve. What is the salve? Mascara? Kya bolte ho? Anjan, kajal. Kajal, anjan. So, prem, anjan. Prem, roop, kajal. प्रेम जैसे काजल कैसी है विशेष तरीका का काजल है इट्स अ वेरी स्पेशल टाइप ऑफ काजल व्हाट काइंड ऑफ काजल इट्स अ काजल ऑफ लव व्हेन योर आईज बिकम एनॉइंटेड और स्मियर्ड विथ लव फॉर होम फॉर कृष्णा देन हु हैज दैट काइंड ऑफ लव संत संत मीन्स सेंटली पर्सनालिटी Similar, na? Sant or saint. So, santa sadaiva. Sadaiva means? All the time. Very good. You all are very learned. Sadaiva hridayeshu. Hridayeshu means? In the heart. Bilokayanti. This is a little difficult one. Bilokayanti means? Sees. Yeah. They see how beautiful Sanskrit language is. Lochan means eyes. And lokan or avalokan means to see. What do you do with your eyes? You see with your eyes. So what you do with your eyes, lochan, the activity of lochan is lokan. And when there is a very special kind of seeing, then it is bilokan. Vishesh rupena lokan. When one sees in a very special way, that is called bilokan. So sadhus, the saintly personalities, see Krishna. How? Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Why the saintly people see Krishna in their hearts all the time? Because their eyes have been anointed with love for Krishna. Santa sadaiva ridayeshu vilokayanti. Now what do they see in their heart? Young means whom? Whom do they see? Shyamasundaram. Shyamasundaram, Sham means dark blue. And Sundaram means beautiful. So beautiful dark blue personality. Krishna, who is Achinta Gunaswarupam, who is the personification of inconceivable qualities, attributes. And that Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhayam. So did you get the meaning of this verse? Everybody? Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. When the eyes become anointed with love for Krishna, now who developed that kind of love? Santa, the saintly personalities. And when their eyes become anointed with love for Krishna, then what happens? Sadaiva, all the time, Ridayeshu Bilokayanti. See, in their heart. Constantly. What do they see? Whom do they see? Jang Samasundaram, that beautiful dark bluish form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the embodiment of all the transcendental qualities. Achinta Gunaswarupam. Prabhupada, Gunaswarupam, Prabhupada says, whose nature is endowed with all transcendental attributes. So what do you do? What Brahma is saying? Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham. You got the meaning of the verse? Will it make it easier now? So now the next point is, what is the next step? Okay, repetition. Repetition. Okay, so should you repeat? I will say once, you do it three times. Prema.
Prema. Prema. Prema.
Anjana.
Anjana. Anjana. Anjana.
Churita.
Churita. Churita. Churita.
Premanjana Churita.
Premanjana Churita.
Don't look at the book. If you look at the book, then where is the question of memorizing? Bhakti.
Bhakti. Bhakti. Bhakti.
Vilochanena.
Vilochanena. Vilochanena. Vilochanena.
Bhakti Vilochanena.
Bhakti Vilochanena.
Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena.
Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena.
Okay. Santa.
Santa. Santa. Santa.
Sadaiva.
Sadaiva. Sadaiva. Sadaiva.
Hridayeshu.
Hridayeshu.
Vilokayanti.
Vilokayanti. Vilokayanti.
Santas sadaiva ridayeshu vilokayanti.
Santas sadaiva ridayeshu vilokayanti. Santas sadaiva ridayeshu vilokayanti. Santas sadaiva ridayeshu vilokayanti.
Very good. Young.
Young. Young. Young.
Shyama Sundaram.
Shyama Sundaram. Shyama Sundaram. Shyama Sundaram.
Achinta.
Achinta. Achinta. Achinta.
Gunaswarupam.
Gunaswarupam. Gunaswarupam. Gunaswarupam.
Jang Shama Sundaram Achinta Guna Swarupam.
Jang Shama Sundaram Achinta Guna
Swarupam. Very good. Govindam.
Govindam. Govindam. Govindam.
Adi Purusham.
Adi Purusham. Adi Purusham. Adi
Tamaham,
tamaham, tamaham, tamaham,
bhajami,
bhajami, bhajami, bhajami,
Govindam Adi Purusham, tamaham bhajami,
Govindam Adi Purusham, tamaham bhajami,
so,
Govindam Adi Purusham, tamaham bhajami, Govindam Adi Purusham, tamaham bhajami.
So these verses, how many lines?
Four
lines. What is the first word of the first line? Now do you get the, how many of you get the entire line? Just by remembering the first word. Okay, Brinda. Very good. Brilliant. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Okay, Brinda will recite and you will recite it three times? All of you? Huh? Okay. You can stand here so that everybody can see you. Come here. Okay, then, do you remember the first word of the second line?
No.
Okay, if I tell you, can you remember the entire line?
Maybe.
Huh?
Santa.
Santa.
No, do you remember the entire line? Who remembers the entire line? Huh? Okay, Krita Yuga, stand up. Give the entire line. Very good.
Sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti.
Okay. The third line, the first word of the third line. Young. How many of you memorized the entire line now? Which hand was there? Huh? Okay, Raghunath. Okay, who remembers the first word of the fourth line? Okay. So say it all together. So now you memorize the verse? Okay, I gave you the three steps yesterday. I didn't give you two more steps. You know what is the next step? You write it down in a piece of paper and carry that piece of paper with you. And if you, and from time to time, you try to remember. And if you get stuck, you pull out the paper and see, and you will see. Within a very short while, you'll be able to memorize it. And you know what is the fourth step? The fifth step. The fifth step is give your own tune to this verse and sing it. Who is the singer here? Huh? Prem Sankirtan is the singer. Prem Sankirtan, give it a tune and sing it. Huh? You can't? Even Prem Sankirtan feels shy. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva hidayeshu vilokayanti jam sama sundaram achinta gunasvarupam
govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
It's a nice tune, no? You can give it your even more beautiful tune. I know all of you are singers, musicians. So you give your own tune and sing it. So in this way, if you keep practicing, will you be able to memorize? All right? Elizabeth, you memorized it? No? Okay, will you memorize it by the end of the day? Okay, should I ask you? And if you don't want to feel embarrassed, what you should do? You should memorize it during the day. Okay. Thank you. So, premanjana churita. So, you got the word of the meaning? I mean, meaning of the verse? I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shyam Sundara Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion, tinged with the salve of love. So who are you talking about here? Can you see? Like all these prayers are attributed to whom? To Krishna. So, do you remember the first verse? What did the first verse do? First verse of Brahma's prayer, Chintamani Prakara Sadmushu, describe the spiritual sky. Then second, third, fourth and fifth verses describe Krishna, beauty and Krishna's form and Krishna's personal attributes. Then the sixth verse, sixth would mean the first, and also it has, yeah. So after that, after describing Krishna through these four verses, it came to the ability to perceive Krishna, ability to understand Krishna. How difficult it is to understand Krishna? The verse 34 is describing that. That the yogis and munis who have inconceivable ability of their mind. And they have the ability to practically travel with the speed of mind, not even speed of light. Like, what is the speed of mind? Can you imagine the speed of mind? The speed of mind is so great that where you are now, you are in Spain. And in a flash of a moment, you can go to London. Or to Belgium, or to India. Or to America. In a flash of a mind. So this is the speed of the mind. Now, in our mind and ourself are separate here. Our mind can imagine, but a yogi can travel with the speed of the mind. A perfected yogi can, in his mind he think and he can travel to America in a flash of a moment. Now this is the ability that they have, but with traveling with the speed of the mind for millions of years, if they travel, then ultimately they may reach, where do they reach? The tip of the toe of Krishna's lotus feet. This is how difficult it is to achieve Krishna's, to understand Krishna. Now you can consider why it is so difficult. Like traveling for millions of years, all these people who can travel at the speed of the mind, what does it ultimately mean? Krishna's abode, spiritual sky, beyond the conception of our mind. Our mind cannot reach there. But by millions of years of practice, if the mind becomes purified, if the mind becomes purified, then we may reach where? Just the outer region of the spiritual sky. Not the spiritual sky as such. The outer region where one gets to see only the spiritual effulgence of Brahma Jyoti. Now that personality, although he is one, the next verse is describing, although Krishna ekap paso rachaitum jagadanda koti, although he is one, he has created innumerable universes. Although eko api aso, although he is one, he has created innumerable universes. Rachaitum jagadanda koti. Jachakti rasti jagadanda chaya jananta. Jachakti rasti, whose potency is sustaining all the universes. And yet it is remains inseparable. All the universes exist in him, and he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms. He is there in every universe. He is also there in every single atom. Can you imagine how many atoms are there in one universe? Can you imagine how many atoms are there in this, whatever you call it, recorder? How many atoms are there in this? Can you imagine? Inconceivable. Can't count. So in this small little thing, there are innumerable atoms. How many atoms are there in the universe? And in every single atom, he is present. So this is how inconceivable Krishna is. Then 36 is saying that whatever position, beauty, power, fame, one receives, he actually gets it by the mercy of Krishna. Because of his devotion to Krishna, people get all these exalted positions. And then verse 37 is describing Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis. That Krishna, residing in his own realm, Golok, with his Chinmaya Rasa. What is the embodiment of Chinmaya Rasa? The embodiment of Chinmaya Rasa is Srimati Radharani. He is residing there with Srimati Radharani, resembling his own spiritual figure, embodiment of ecstatic potency, possessed of 64 transcendental artistic activities. So that is how Krishna is eternally residing in the spiritual sky. What does Krishna do in the spiritual sky? He simply enjoys with his pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani. And then we came to today's verse. What was today's verse, the first word? How many of you remember that? The first word of the first line? Very good. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva ridayeshu vilokayanti jangsama sundaram achinta guna swarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So, do you want to see Krishna?
Yes.
Then if you want to see Krishna, how will you have to see him? What is the first qualification? What is the first requirement?
Surrender.
You take some love for Krishna and smear it in your eyes. Now, where can you find that love for Krishna? You can get the love for Krishna from the lovers of Krishna. From them only you have to get it. And how can you get it? How will you collect it? How do you collect it? Priyavrata, do you have your hands up?
Just have a lot of feet.
Okay, very good. But yeah, that is true. But how do you collect it?
Spreading the spiritual.
Spreading the sanctipasa. But how? Where do you collect it?
In your heart.
You can't snatch it with your hands, right? You cannot steal it with your mind. The only way you can do it is beg him to give it in your heart. So it is a transmission from heart to heart. This spiritual transmission takes place through the heart. From his heart to your heart. So, this is how one can. Then when the eyes in this way become anointed with love for Krishna, then you'll be able to see Krishna. How will you see? Constantly. Where? Hridayeshu bilokayanti. In the heart again. But then what will happen? Your heart will also see him everywhere. You see in your heart, and your heart will see him everywhere. So that is how wonderful this perception is. Then should we go to the next verse? Ramadi murtishu kala niyamena tishthan nana vataram akarod bhubaneshu kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramah Pumanjo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who manifested himself personally as Krishna and the different avatars in the world in the form of Ram, Nrisimha, Vamana, etc., as his subjective portion. So now we are getting to hear about Krishna's incarnation. Although he is one, he created innumerable universes, and he can be seen only when our eyes are anointed with love for him, and that same personality has expanded himself into many, many incarnations. And those incarnations are completely non-different from him. They are he himself. Ramadi Murtishu Kala. Kala means parts of the part. Part means Amsa, and the part of the part is Kala. So Kala, they are his Kalas. Kala niyamena tishthan. Niyamena, the word niyamena is plenary portions. Kala, by the order, niyamena means by the order of kala niyamena tishthan. Kala, by the order of his plenary portions. Nana avataram akarod. Although he manifested himself in many, many incarnations, Bhubaneshu, kintu Krishna swayam samabhavat paramahumanja. But Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akarod, Bhubaneshu, within the world, kintu, but Krishna swayam personally, samabhavat, appeared Paramah Puman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Krishna.
Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So there are many incarnations, right? Who are those incarnations? Whose expansions are those incarnations? Krishna's incarnation. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotisya shesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Jasya prabha, whose prabha means effulgence. Prabhavato means of one who excels in power. Jagadanda koti, millions of universes. Ashesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam, unlimited vasudhadi with planets and other manifestation. Vibhuti with opulences bhinnam, becoming variegated. Tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam. That Brahma is nishkalam, without interruption, without separation, without becoming divided, without parts. Anantam, unlimited. Ashesha bhutam, being complete. So Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So I worship Govinda, the Primeval Lord, whose effulgence is the source of the non-differentiated Brahman mentioned in the Upanishad, being differentiated from the infinity of glories of the mundane universe, appears as the indivisible, infinite, limitless truth. So Brahman has been described as nishkalam anantam ashesha. So that nishkalam ashesha bhutam, that Brahman, the impersonal Brahman, is what? His bodily effulgence. So now we are getting to know what is the relationship between Brahma Jyoti and Krishna. In the previous verse, what did you understand? The relationship between the incarnations and Krishna. In this one, we are understanding the relationship between Brahma Jyoti and Krishna. Right? What is Brahma Jyoti? Brahma Jyoti is the Jasya Prabha Prabhavato. The Brahma Jyoti is a bodily effulgence of Krishna. Then we are getting to know Krishna's relationship with Maya, the material nature. See the gradual succession, incarnations, Brahma Jyoti, and now material nature. What is the material nature? Maya hi jasya jagadanda satani sute traigunna tad vishaya veda vitayamana satyavalambi parasatya vishuddha sattvam govinda madi purusham tamaham bhajami. Maya hi jasya, Maya is indeed his potency, external potency. I worship Govinda, the Primeval Lord, who is the absolute substantive principle, being the ultimate entity in the form of the support of all existence, whose external potency embodies the threefold mundane qualities, that is sattva, raja and tama, and diffuses the Vedic knowledge regarding the mundane world. So Maya is endowed with three qualities. What are those three qualities? Sattvagun, Rajagun and Tamagun. So that Maya, who is that Maya? That Maya who generates innumerable universal, jagadanda satani sute, traiguna tad vishaya veda vithayamana, sattavalamba parasattam vishuddha sattvam. So he, this maya is his external energy, whereas he himself is beyond the threefold miseries of the material nature in the Vishuddha Sattva. So what is the relationship between Krishna and Maya? Whose Maya it is? Krishna's Maya. And what is Krishna's Maya? Is the external potency of Krishna. Then verse 42, Ananda Chinmaya Rasatma Taya Manasu Ja Praninang Pratifalan Smaratam Upetya Lila Itena Bhubanani Jayatta Jashram Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So word for word also let us, Ananda Chinmaya, blissful. Chinmaya means conscious potency, cognitive, rasa of rasa, atmataya due to being the entity, manosu in the mind, ja, he who, praninam of the living entities, pratifalan being reflected, smaratam upetya recollecting, lila itena by pastimes, bhubanani, universes or the mundane world, jayati, triumphantly dominates, ajashram, ever. That Govindam Adipurusham, tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane worlds by the activity of his own pastimes, being reflected in the minds of recollection by the recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever blissful cognitive rasa. So the point here that is made is his glory triumphantly ever dominates the mundane world. What is the most glorious factor in this material nature? Krishna's pastimes. Can anything be more glorious than Krishna's pastime? No. So, maya hi jasya jagadanda satani sute. This material nature that generates innumerable universes and controls them by the threefold material nature, Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna dominates over this material nature by his ever triumphant, glorious activities and pastimes. So this is how, see how successively it's coming. Incarnations, Brahma Jyoti, incarnations, Brahma Jyoti, then material nature, and then how he is with his Ananda, Chinmaya Rasa, he is predominating over this material nature. And he is situated in the Vishuddha Sattva, the transcendental goodness. As I told you earlier, I am simply giving you the taste or direction. I know that in these 7 days we are not going to become complete experts of Srimad Bhagavatam and Brahma Samhita. But what I am trying to do is generate some interest and give you some indication how to study these books. But it's you will have to study. You have to do your homework. You have to prepare yourself. Now another thing also I can tell you. Now in the 7 days you'll be very enthused, very fired up and everything. And you will resolve that, yes, from now on I'll be completely absorbed in Brahma Samhita. Every morning I will read it. But that resolution may not last when you go home. So what to do about that? Consult with each other. Stay in touch with other devotees. And stay in touch and try to enliven each other, try to enthuse each other. And another thing I was thinking of doing, how many of you have email access? Okay. So I will take your email addresses. Everybody's email address. Krishnashish, you collect. Everybody, please give your email addresses to Krishnashish. And then I will be in touch. I'll stay in touch with you. And I'll make sure that you remain in Premanjana Churita. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. So, does anybody have any question? Any question from the internet? Yeah, Prashun? Yeah, give him the mic. Prashun is at the end. Is it switched on, the mic? Yeah. Beg your pardon?
This is the fifth chapter.
I can't hear you. Is the mic working now? Okay, that's a better mic. They're lost. They may be in the heavenly planet.
So do you know what subject matter they are? What subject matter do they deal with?
It's difficult for me to say. Brahma is actually giving the Samhitas are the presentation of one's realizations. Like the orders or the systematic presentation that Brahma gave. That is Brahma Samhita. And the first fifth chapter is actually describing how he appeared and how he gave, how he perceived Krishna receiving his mercy. And other chapters, I don't know, like...
It's difficult to conceive of what else he could write about.
Beg your pardon?
It's difficult to conceive of what else he could have written about, even if it's described as Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's completely over here.
Yes, but I'll say that, you see, when we become purified and go back to spiritual sky, then other 99 chapters also will become revealed to us. Yes, Sanjay? Sanjeev, I got mixed up.
Manasji, forgetfulness also comes from Krishna. So he is so merciful that when we are born, we have got no recollection, most of us have no recollection of our past lives. So in relation to Maharaj, the verse 42, when we you talk about the activity of his own pastimes being reflected in the mind of recollecting souls. Now, these souls are so unfortunate in a way that they recollect these pastimes in one lifetime and they have to come back, they almost have to start all over again recollecting it. Although, on one hand, we do appreciate that the only thing we take across is our duty or our piety with us, everything else to be in this world. So I'm just trying to put all this together through this verse.
Yeah, you see, generally all the spiritual recollections don't get obliterated, they remain. The only thing is that they reawaken after one it comes back to the spiritual platform again. It's like, you see, say in this life one made progress up to here. So at this point he died. And so in his next life, you see, initially he won't have the recollection. But the moment he will come in contact with Krishna consciousness, then immediately he'll come to this point. And from this point he'll start making spiritual advancement. So in this way, there is no loss or diminution of our spiritual assets. It remains with the spirit soul. But the spirit soul needs an reawakening. And that is done by coming in contact with the devotee or spiritual master.
Is that why we see Maharaj that everybody who starts up almost at a different level? We see that people who are just coming to have got so much realization already, and people like us who are still struggling to even start off.
And that's why we will find that some people, some devotees make advancement very quickly. So here we have to understand that they have, you know, from previous life, they are already advanced. So in this life, when they're beginning at that point where they have already reached. Thank you. Any other question? Okay, Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave, Shalpapunna Vatan Rajan, Vishashanaiva Jayate, Sharira Vidaja, Jarindriya Tahika, Jive Fele Vishaya Shagore, Tar Madhye Jivabhavati, Lobhomay Sudurmati, Take Jeta Kathina Samsare, Krishna Varodayamay, Karibare Jivabhajay, Saprasad Annadilabhay, Sheyanna Mritapao, Radha Krishna Gunaga, Premedako Chaitanya Nitai, Jainimai Jainitai, Jai Mahaprasad Ki. So everyone take breakfast now. Thank you very much.